you a lettuce is a fast growing plant, you know, and it'll you can pluck it and then it'll come back. You pluck it and it'll keep coming back. As long as you don't get down into the, you know, as long as you don't disturb its foothold in the ground, it'll keep growing, it'll keep coming back up. Of course, most annual plants are like that, you know, lots of times, you know, except for maybe something that goes under the ground. Like tomatoes, you harvest tomatoes, you just keep harvesting tomatoes, they keep blooming, keep coming on.
Yeah.
And we raise potatoes. And
what kind
about
of?
Everything, about any kind, anything
you raise fancy. Potatoes here?
Oh yeah, you can raise potatoes.
I thought the ground's
too we had four rows about 50 yards long last year.
What kind?
Mostly Irish potato.
Okay.
And they raise a lot of sweet potatoes around here.
Now what type of them?
I don't know that. What? Just sweet potatoes, what we call them.
Yeah.
Just yams. A lot of people call them yams.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Anything else? What kind of vegetables would you like in a good soup?
In soup?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Potatoes.
Yeah.
Corn, carrots.
Now corn, what about the kind that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
We call it sweet corn. It's yellow corn is what it is.
Yeah.
Usually...
Pick it when it's ripe for...
A lot of people like sweet corn, but I'm not too much on it. We used to raise what we call field corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's hybrid field corn is what it is. It's white in color. And as far as myself, I like it a little bit better than I do the sweet corn, because that sweet corn is it's gooey, you know, it sticks to your teeth too much. And to suit me, you know, it's just my taste.
Yeah.
In corn.
You got to eat it when, with the field corn, you got to pick it when it's...
Yeah.
When it's
usually, we always try to can, you know, some corn, usually corn and different vegetables out of the garden, because... all these vegetables you get out of the store now, you know, most of those are, my God, been pre-canned, I mean pre-cooked and used all the taste or gone out of them, you know. It's just not like fresh vegetables out of the garden.
Yeah.
You can take all these young...
That's damn true.
These young potatoes, and when they first start making, you can dig those young potatoes, oh my God, about, I don't know, they're about half grown. And you can just take and slip the hide off of them, rub them with your hands,
mm-hmm.
and the hide will just slip right off of them.
Boy, after you cook them?
No, before you cook them. They hadn't, the hide on them hadn't got a chance, that's the Irish potato I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The hide hadn't got a chance to mature. I mean, it's so tender, and you know, you put it in, I like to take it and put it in snap beans and, cut them, put them snap beans up. They really give a good flavor.
Now, snap beans, you mentioned. Are there any different kinds
string
of those?
String beans. Well, they're, a lot of people call them snap beans. They call them string beans.
Yeah.
And,
any kind of beans you eat, those are the kinds you eat pod and all, right?
Right. Butter beans. Usually it's kind of shell.
Yeah.
Lima beans.
Yeah.
Lima.
Right. Yeah.
That's my kind of bean.
Big old, big damn bean.
I can get with it. we usually buy, you know, it's so southern eating down here. I don't know where you got into any of it. You used to take those old lima beans, you know, those big ones. We call them half a dollar beans.
Right.
And just big lima beans is what they are.
Yeah.
I guess another breed of lima beans. And we'll take those jokers and put them in there and take a ham hock,
mm-hmm.
smoked ham hock, or pigtail. My grandfather used to love them pigtails. My step.